One question every Mefarish and many, many others have to answer is the Torah tells us that Hashem tells Moshe that he is going to harden Paro's heart and make him not send out the nation, and then he's going to give him all sorts of punishments for not sending out the nation. So as those of us who view in wrong and right and reward and punishment, so we have to explain how it is that Hashem can take away a person's free will. And if he does take away his free will, okay, how can he then punish him for not doing it? So the Malbim is among the many who have to answer this question. And he quotes the Rambam's answer. The Rambam says, sometimes a person has such a great sin that you lose your Bechira. That's how the Rambam dealt with it. He also cites another view, I think it's the Arayim, that this was a sin in Bein Adam L'Chavero. So it's not that he took away the opportunity for tshuva, but tshuva between Bein Adam L'Makom doesn't help for your chatayim Bein Adam L'Chavero. Or tshuva is a chesed of Hashem to his nation who believe in him. He doesn't give, so we have tshuva. But the Umos HaOlam might not have tshuva. That's again another answer that he saw. The other possibility is that he gave him the ability to believe that the Makot were all by chance. But the Malbim says what his answer is after he cites a whole bunch of other answers. I think he's trying to show you that enough people have struggled with and grappled with this issue. And this is the Malbim's explanation. It's actually a very interesting approach. The Malbim says that Hashem wanted Paro to send out the nation from his own choice, as opposed to having sent him out from being forced to. He gives a mashal. Imagine you choke your friend until he gives you, $10. So why did he give you $10? Because you forced him to. Okay, he didn't want to die. So did he really give it to you? Did he really want it? Is there Gemira's Das of him sending him out? So he says, no, you forced him to, and then he had to do it. He said, what Hashem actually gave Paro was essentially super free will. In other words, the ability to see everything that's happening and ignore it, not be the guy who is getting strangled and then therefore sends him out. The hardening of his heart was that he gave him the ability to not send him out from duress, to be able to only send them out when he wanted to. When he was ready and fully convinced, then he's willing. Not from the duress. And he goes through all the different Lashonos and proves it from the words Akshel Lev Paro, Echbarati Lev Paro, Chazek Levo. All of them he says are about different parts. One is about seeing the Makos, maybe they're done, maybe it's over, or that wasn't so bad. Each one was his ability to not feel that he is being threatened, as in he gave him the super ability, the ability to be able to make a choice without that duress. That's what he gave him. So he didn't take away his free will, but the rest of us in that situation, so at a certain point you're like, okay, what, my hands are tied, I'm being choked, here you go, do what you want, because my other option is to die. But he gave him the ability to be able to ignore. That was the hardening of the heart. Hardening of the heart wasn't taking away his free will, says the Malbim. It was giving him even more free will than the rest of us have. That's how he answers. V'chol zen nishar tamid biyado ha-bechira l'shmo ha-dvar Hashem u'l'shalcham bechira zo lo shalal l'shem imenu. Hashem never took that for him. And therefore, we can also answer there, l'chein nen ashkedin al-shalo shalcham b'chirato. Why he was punished was because he didn't. Hashem gave him the ability to... Hashem never took away his ability to choose to send them out. That's what the Malbim says. So our question was, how could he take away his ability? The answer is he didn't take away his ability. In fact, he gave him super ability more than anyone else, because he gave him the ability to ignore all the terrible makos that were happening and still be able to decide, do I want to send them out? Do I not want to send them out? And per his own whim, per his own volition, to decide whether or not to send them out. That's the approach of the Malbim. Very interesting approach to share. Certainly a topic worthy of food for thought for your Shabbos table.